Wednesday the 23rd of September, Hey Tishrei, Rabbi Joseph Freilich, please forgive me, how far?
Right, the question of forgiveness, and I see you're about to come up to it in the Rambam, it's in another few halachas, the Rambam actually speaks about this very point, that Averas should be an Adam Lamokum, then we do tshuva, we got Yom Kippur, Yisurim, and for certain bigger Averas like Hillel Hashem, then one is Mechuper till Misa, you do tshuva, but at Misa one is Mechuper. But now the Mishnah tells us in Yumot, Daf Pehei, the last Mishnah, it says that Averas should be an Adam Lamokum Yom Kippur Mechaper, but Averas should be an Adam Lechaveroi, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Achi Ratzes Chaveroi. That even Yom Kippur, nothing will be Mechaper, Achi Ratzes Chaveroi. He's got to make peace with his fellow man and appease him. Now, you know, this means that if I, and in this Shia this morning, you know, I'm going to present myself. I'm the one who's caused, if I say I and you, you don't know which one is which. So I'll be the mazik, the person who's caused the harm, who's caused the offense. And you are the one who is the nizik, the one who became offended. You are the offendee, if there's such a word. Right? So that's the way around I'll do it, so we don't get mixed up. I can't obviously do it the other way around. So I have to come to you if I've offended you or caused you any harm, either physically or even mentally, I've insulted you or said something, I've got to come to you and I've got to ask you for mechila. The Gemara learns it from various psukim and even the drush in the Mishnah you find, mikol chatos seichem lefnei Hashem titoru, kebiyom zei chaper, aleichem mikol chatos seichem lefnei Hashem titoru. We say it in the Avoda on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara Darshan, Kol Chatos Seichem Lefnei Hashem, the Torah, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, for Chatos Seichem Lefnei Hashem. But Chatos Seichem, which you've done to your fellow man, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, nothing is Mechaper, yet, till you come along and Amiratze Eschavera. Now the Rambam has an interesting lotion. The Rambam in Pedic Sheni, which you're learning now at the moment, a little bit further on in Halacha Tes, I'll read out to you this Loshen. He says, Eina tshuva lo yom kibui mechaprim el ha-raveish ben odom lamokum, etc., etc. He gives a few examples. But, aval aveda shebein odom lechavera, ki goyin ha-choyvel b'chaveroi, ay mekalil chavera, ay goyis lo, ki yoitz behen, you've injured him, you've swindled him, you've stolen from him, Einoi nimcha loy le-oilom, Ashiyitin the Chavera Mashu Chayev Loi Virat Sehu. Chaveras with Adam the Chaveroi, in addition to what you've been learning now, Hilchas Tshuva, Chaveras with Adam Lamokum, we've got to do A, we've got to do Vidui Berpeh, and we've got to have Chorota Ala Ova, and you've got to have take a Bolu Le Osid that you won't do it again. But in Chaveras with Adam the Chavera, in addition to that, we still have to, and we first have to, the first thing we have to do, Rav Monsham is not even interested to hear us till we've been Meratzah Chaveira. So to be Meratzah Chaveira, I've got to do two things. First of all, if I've caused him any actual loss, and I've swindled him, I've done it from him, I've got to repay him any money which I owe him, I've got to pay him. It's no way saying, listen, please be moichel me for everything. Listen, I should be moichel, you owe me £1,000. You want me to be moichel you, you know, that's, and I'm not moichel for that. And you've got to pay him anything that you owe him, you've got to pay him. And then, besides that, even after you've paid him, you can't say, okay, listen, I've done him no harm now, I've stolen £1,000 from him, and I've paid him back £1,000, so we quits now. That's not enough. You've got to be meratze him, you've got to ask him, Achil, I'm really sorry for what Agmas Nefesh calls you, I'm sorry for what I've done, and he's got to be meratze him. And today we want to talk a little bit about this being meratze eschaveira, right? Paying him what you owe him, that maybe we'll have to leave for some other time. Exactly how much do you have to pay him, what you call owing to him, the potty because of Kamlai, but the Rambam and Abi, you still have to pay it. It's a very interesting question. But to be Maratzes Chaveray, the Rambam uses this very interesting lotion, Eina Nimchala Le'oilam, Ashiyachin Chaveram Ashechayev La'viratzehu. What is this Le'oilam? Could have just said, Eina Nimchal, until he is a Maratzehim. Eina Nimchala Le'oilam, the Mephoshim say, that it means that even Misa is not Mechaper. Even if he's done something to his friend, and even if he dies, which, you know, the person does tshuva, and even for chilul Hashem, when he dies, then that his misa is machaper. But this, if he's hurt his fellow man, even misa will not be machaper for him. And if he dies without having been meratzah him, then he's in a bad way. He'll never ever get kaporo. This is it's he's doomed for life, for even in afterlife. There's absolutely nothing that he can do. There's nobody else who can do it for him. You know, if his children come along, I often think, children come along, and they say to you, listen, I know my father was terrible to you. He did terrible things to you. I feel really ashamed of what he did. Please, you know, be moichel me. It's happened now, you know, there's been even some of the children of Nazis. I saw a program recently. Very interesting. Children were brought up. They were told, you know, daddy's fighting on the Russian front. Later on, they found that he was a commandant in the concentration camp. He was when they find out our father's a mass murderer, they're disgusted, this whole thing. They feel so ashamed of themselves, and they come along and say, listen, please, you know, sort of, you know, they don't know what to do with themselves. And one was even children of Goering, that they felt that such an evil man our father was, that they feel maybe there's some evil in the family, maybe it's got evil in his genes, maybe we've inherited these evil genes, who knows, they didn't know where to put themselves, and they had themselves sterilized, so they don't produce any more Goerings in the world. Very interesting form of tshuva. I don't know whether that would be the Jewish way of doing things. But the fact is that nobody else can come along and ask for mechila. You know, if I say, listen, your father did terrible things to me, it's very nice of you to ask mechila. You didn't do anything to me, I don't know you, I don't know you from bar of soap, but your father did things to me, and he's the one who's got to ask mechila, and he's not here anymore. He's no way how he can ask for mechila. So this l'olam is a very serious matter. Now, in tshuva, there's a lot of conditions and a lot of things that we have to do. Like we said, vidui, chadot al-ova, kabbal al-osid, all these things that you have to do. And we find this expression very often, the idea of tshuva shalema. In order to get tshuva shalema, complete the tshuva, you must do all these things. And it seems from that there is such a concept as tshuva she'ena shalema. I haven't done all of the things, but it still counts as tshuva. And the Mabit says it's mefurish. He says, even if a person hasn't done all of these things, as long as he's made an approach, he's turned about, and he's sorry, and he wants to do tshuva, even though he hasn't fulfilled all the details, right, it's still, Rabban Sham counts it as a partial tshuva, and he'll get a certain amount of forgiveness. It's different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, the Torah says, put on 4 tzitzis onto your beged. If you put on 3 tzitzis, you've done nothing. You don't say, no, at least I've done 3/4 of the mitzvah, at least give me credit for that. Yet absolutely, you've done 4 tzitzis, you get no credit whatsoever. Most mitzvahs are like that.
You
get no credit whatsoever for putting on 3 tzitzis. Till you put on 4 tzitzis, and you've done exactly all the conditions, then you've done nothing. I did fill in, you've got 3 patches in the fill. It's nothing, you fill in a bottle. The broken vatoli, you may as well not put it on. You know, it's better than nothing. You're wasting your time. It's a broken vatoli. But in tshuva, he says, if a person has got charot al-ova, let's say, but he can't guarantee for the future, or he says, from now on, I'm not going to do this aveda anymore. I'm finished with it. But charot al-ova, I really did enjoy it at the time, and I did it. You know, it was very enjoyable. I can't really say I'm sorry, you know, I did it. It's still, even though it's not tshuva shalema, it's still partial tshuva. He brings from the Anshei Nineveh, it says they did the tshuva, because they all did rob each other, they swindled each other, and it says the tshuva me'achomos asher v'kapehem. They returned all the robbed things which they had in their hand, they took it and they gave it back to the owners. They did a really good tshuva. But The fact is, it says, Mechomes Hashem v'kapehem. What about the chomes which was not Hashem v'kapehem? Money which they had robbed and which they had used up. Right? They had eaten it up and it's already gone. Now, al pi halacha, they are now mechuyev to compensate. Right? So if I've stolen £1,000 and I've used it all up, I've now got to take £1,000 out of my pocket and give it. That they didn't do. That which was the kapeh, which they had in their hand, oh, this chafetz, this is, I stole this thing, I'll give it back. So nevertheless, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayar Hashem es Maaseihem, he saw what they had done, they'd already done partial tshuva, they did part of it, he already forgave them to a certain extent that he said, I'm not going to punish them now, at least at any rate, they're not going to be in 40 days, it was due to be destroyed in Nineveh, but it wasn't destroyed. So we have this idea of tshuva, of you can do partial tshuva, and you can do tshuva, ideally, we should do tshuva shleima. I heard from Reb Chana, actually, just the other day, that there are four things which we talk about shleima. Now, you know, an esrid, that's right, an esrid has got to be, you know, you've got to have a really nice esrid. So esrid is Aleph Tof Reish Gimel. Aleph stands for Emunah, or it's Ani Mamin, but Emunah Shleima. You've got to have complete Emunah. The person got a little bit more, he's got some Emunah, it's something. The Tof is Tshuva. You've got a Tshuva Shleima. Reish is Refuah Shleima. You wish somebody should have a Refuah Shleima, that's what you like. If he doesn't get a Refuah Shleima, but at least it gets part of food, he hasn't got pain anymore, and he can let his start to walk a little bit, even though he needs a frame and he needs it. But at least it's a partial refuah. And the gimel is geula shleima. We are looking forward to geula shleima. But if you have at least partial geula, we have rid of some of our tzoras. You know, that's also, we are partially happy with that. So this is the concept of tshuva and having to ask for mechila. Now, if you can't go by yourself or you feel too embarrassed to go to the person and say, listen, you know, I've done something to you and please forgive me, then one can send a shaliach. Or if you feel that the person mightn't want to see me, he's so annoyed with me. I've seen people, I mean, you know, we do little things to each other and you know, come and Erev Yom Kippur said, no, I hope it'll be Michael, me now. He said, yeah, Michael. But, you know, that's it. You know, some people take mechila sort of, it's taken lightly. A girl told me the other day that she got an email and it said, you know, in case I've done anything to you in the course of the year, you know, please be meichel me, I hope you'll be meichel me. You know, she said this email was sent to 100 people, you know, the whole address book, you put it in, you empty out your address book, you press a button, okay, meichel, the whole argument, that's not worth very much. And you've got to be serious. But if a person has done something, there are people in business and in other fields, you know, but people really seriously hurt each other and they do terrible things, and one has to pluck up the courage and ask for mechila, put it right, and either say, listen, I was carried away, I was greedy, I was thinking, oh, please forgive me, I'm really sorry for what we've done. And sometimes a person can be so annoyed with you. I remember there was a case once of a man. You know, he really plucked up his courage and he went around to this person's house and he rang the bell and you know, he wanted to ask for mechila. And the person opened the door, he sees him, you! He banged the door in his face, you know, I don't want to see you, I don't want to... You know, sometimes you get like that, people are so bitter, so upset. So there is such a way of, you can send a shaliach, somebody who he'll be a little bit more pleasant to, and perhaps he'll be able to do things that, you know, you can't do. But the main thing is... You have to be serious. When you're asking for mechila, it's got to be honest, not just mina safu l'chutz. You know, in Erev Yom Kippur before, kognitive people around go around and shoot, oh, hope it'll be mine for me, and that sort of thing. I remember once some years ago, there was a man who had done something to me. He'd plotted and he'd planned politics and all that sort of things. He didn't know that I knew about it. But I overheard him speaking. I was in the next room. There was a thin wall. He didn't realize. I heard everything he said. And I was shocked. He almost made himself as my big friend. Hello, how are you? And all that. And behind me, behind my back, he was doing a certain thing. And came Erev Yom Kippur. You know, I'm a friend. No, in case I've done anything with you, or you'll be mocking me and all that. And I said to him, I said, well, if you really want mechila, you know, I think maybe we'll have to, after Yom Kippur, now's not the time, after Yom Kippur we'll have to sit down together, we'll have, ooh, because you've got such a shock, you know, it's what, you won't be mindful of me, you know, won't, you know, it's, you know, but you're not mechuyev to be mindful if you feel that the other person's not sincere, and is just taking it lightly, you're not mechuyev to be mindful. Now, you'll see in the Rambam later on all the things that happen if the person isn't moichel. But that's complicated things, and we'll perhaps talk about that some other time. Now, what is the purpose of mechila? What are we trying to achieve when we ask for mechila? And it looks as if there's two separate inyonim here. One is, I've fallen out with you. We used to be good friends. And now we've fallen out with each other, and you're angry with me, or you're upset with me. And it's a mitzvah for me to try to reinstate the lovely, beautiful relationship that we used to have, that we're all living ba'achva. Ribbono Shel Olam wants us, and especially comes Yom Kippur, that we're all living together ba'achva, ba'ahva, ba'reus. He doesn't want, God doesn't want to see us, we've got machloikis amongst ourselves. So when we come to Ribbono Shel Olam, these Yom Naroim, we all say, Novinu, Malkeinu, Ribbono Shel Olam is our father. If Ribbono Shel Olam, every one of us says that Ribbono Shel Olam is our father, so that means that we're all his children, that means we're all brothers. So if we're all brothers, then we have to behave like brothers. We can't be at loggerheads with each other, and I don't deal with you in a brotherly way, and yet we all say, oh, Ribbono Shel Olam is our father. So that's the first inyan, that we have to try to reinstate the good relationship. I've hurt you, so I've got to make you happy again. I've got to appease you and come along and try to straighten it out that you're happy. But besides that, there's a separate inyan. And that is that if I have wronged you, every time I do something wrong, so I damage myself. You've probably come across this many times. There's an inyan that any way that you do, you make a pegam in yourself. If I steal something from somebody, then I've broken something. I'm not the same person as I was before. I'm not just, I'm the same person, only I've got £1,000 in my pocket. It's not, I've stolen something from you. I've gone against you. I've done something. I'm now a different person. I've damaged certain purity in myself. I've been poigim something in myself. And the only way of getting rid of that pegam, I've got to work that out, get that avail out of my system. The only way of doing that is by being prepared to humiliate myself, and it takes a lot of humiliation and a lot of hachno to come along, come down on my bended knees, and to come and eat humble pie and say, listen, I know I've done this and this, I shouldn't have done it, please, you know, I'm sorry for it, please forgive me. So these are really two completely separate inyanim. Now we see, for example, cases where you have one without the other. For example, the Gemara says in Yomo, it's page Zion, Ahmed Aleph, that Abzera, he havele milsim had inish, whenever he had, there was some tiff that he had with somebody, havi cholev etoni lekamei umantzilei, he would sort of play around the person and sort of present himself to him and be in his presence quite a lot. He hate the nasiv and apoklei medaite, in order to give the other person a chance to come and ask me for mechila. So maybe you've already forgotten, you know, or I've forgotten, I'm the mazik, I've forgotten what I've done to you. So you come along and you come in my presence and you say hello and you shake my hands and I become aware of you, and it maybe triggers off and reminds me, oh, see, I'm Kippagum, you know, by the way, 3 months ago, you remember we had a thing like that, you know, please be moichel me. So Rav Zeira was very, you know, a great mid of that he wants to give the other person a chance to ask for mechila, and, you know, so Rav Zeira obviously didn't hold it against him. Rabbi Zeira had already forgiven him. So if you've already forgiven him, if I moichel you, sorry, you're moichel me, keep forgetting who I am. If you're moichel me, so if you're moichel me, so why do I need to ask, why do you need to come along into my presence and give me a chance to ask for mechila? So we see from here that it doesn't help, even if the nizik is fully meichel, and he doesn't hold it against him anymore, and he is happy. But the mazik has got to go through the process of mechila. So if it was only for the sake of reinstating the good relationship that we had, so it's already been reinstated. The person, the nizik, has been meichel me. So he doesn't hold it against me. He's quite happy with me, and it doesn't matter. So why did the Bzeira come and give him the opportunity to ask for mechila? It's quite clear that the Bzeira felt that this person needs to ask for me. He needs to go through the process of humbling himself to me and asking for mechila in order to get it out of his system, not in order to make me happy, because I'm quite happy about it. In fact, I want to be meichel him. I want to do everything to straighten things out. So that's sort of an interesting point. Again, you could have cases where I've been mazik you, and you don't even know that I've been mazik you. I've bashed your car, or something, I've driven away, and you come out, you see a bash in your car, and you don't know who's done it. Or maybe I've done you some hezik, you're not even aware of it, I've a little broken a light or something. And you don't even notice that you've been damaged. Or I speak some Lashon Hara about you. You don't know at all that people are speaking Lashon Hara about you. You're totally unaware of it. Do I have to come along and ask for mechila? The answer is yes. Normally I would have to ask for mechila. I would say, listen, I bashed your car. I did some damage. I want to pay you, and please be mindful of me. I wasn't looking properly where I was going. I've got to ask for mechila. Now, why am I asking for mechila? Not in order to reinstate the good relationship that we had, because the good relationship has never been broken. You're perfectly happy, you're totally unaware that you've been damaged, or you certainly don't know that I'm the one who's damaged you, so you're holding nothing against me, as happy with me as you ever were. So it's not just to be maratzi to make you happy, but I've got to ask mechila, put it right, because I've wronged you, and I've got a guilty conscience, and I've got a begam in myself that I have damaged you, so I've got to come along and ask for mechila in order to get complete kapara. If I talk Lashon Hara about it, then there's a little bit of a shyle about it. Should I come along and say to you, you know, I told everyone, I once saw you, you know, doing this and this, and I've told everybody that I've seen you, you'd be so embarrassed, you'd be so upset, you know, you'd really be upset. Is it worthwhile upsetting you and telling you all the Lashon Hara I've spoken about you? Maybe it's better if I don't. And Rabbi Yisroel Salanter says he holds that you shouldn't tell him because you'll really upset him. Now it's true, I can't get a complete kapora till I've asked him for mechila. But says Rabbi Yisroel Salanter in his typical way, because you want a kapora, so he's got to suffer. You're going to be mitzah him, give him all this tzah, that now he knows people have been talking Lashon Hara about him. You're going to give him tzah, because I want kapora, so I've got to be mitzah you. That's not right. Again, you could have another sort of scenario, sort of interesting sort of case. I've often thought, if I've damaged you, but you don't consider it as damage. Now, imagine a case of a person who, let's say I'm in business with you, we do business, right? The burglary business. Right? You're the burglar, and every night you go and you burgle things. I'm the receiver, you give it to me, I've got outlets, and I sell it, or I keep it myself. I'm the receiver. Right? Without me, you wouldn't do the burglary. In fact, I marshal you in the Aveira, I'm overlifting the Eva, by helping you. So now, for years we've been good friends, we've been running this business, very profitable business, and it's been working very well. One day I decide, listen, it's all no good, you know, I must have chewed, we've gunned, it's a neighbor, I've got to stop. And I come to you and I say, listen, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. Why, you're not doing it? What's wrong? Nah, it's not right, it's a neighbor, it's a thing to come on, you're not going from on me, you know, you're going to start making things. Come on, we've been so happy, you know, let's carry on. No, I'm not carrying on anymore. And you're really upset with me that I'm not carrying on the business anymore. Now, I certainly don't have to apologize to you and say, listen, I hope you'll be more for me that I'm not carrying on the business, even though you're very annoyed with me. But, you know, you've got, in that case, you've got no right to be annoyed. And it's osir, you're doing something osir, and you've got no right to be annoyed with me. But the question is, should I come to you and say, listen, please be moichel me, all these years, you know, I've been machshil you in the aveira of your neighbor, and I've piled aveiras on your head, please forgive me for all the years that I've been doing business with you. The fellow will laugh, what do you mean, forgive you? I'm so happy about it, it was good, you know, and now I don't, he doesn't feel it's anything on the contrary, he says, I'm annoyed that you're not carrying on. So, is any point in me going and asking him for mechila? But I think still, you still have to ask, because the fact is, I know I have damaged you. I have piled a pile of sins on you. And I've got to ask you for, if I thank you and I say, listen, but I know I've caused you, you've done a lot of the avedas through me, please forgive me for all the avedas I've caused you. I mean, he might laugh, he might say, yeah, go ahead, moichel you. He doesn't even consider it an avedah. So I don't know how much it's mechila, the whole thing is a joke to him that I'm coming to him asking for mechila. But still, you know, you never know, it might make him think twice. In fact, he's begging me forgiveness because he's harmed me and he's... And it might, I think in that case, you'd have to ask for mechila. Or imagine, every time you come to my house, I offer you, I've got lovely cigarettes, and I offer you this beautiful brand of cigarettes. And for years you're so happy you come to my house, especially you almost thank me for these lovely cigarettes. And one day I said, you know, it's really no good. Cigarettes are really no good for you. I mean, we know this. World Health Authority has passed in this years ago. I'm not going to give you any more cigarettes. Yeah, you can be very upset with me. But I say, please forgive me for all the cigarettes I gave. Oh, those lovely cigarettes. Thank you so much for giving them to me. No. I want you to be moichel for me. I did a very bad thing to you. I've lined your lungs, you know, with goodness knows what. Dr. Harris will tell you exactly what you've lined it with. But, you know, it's I really want mechila from you. So, you know, you have to do that because the fact is that you have damaged him. Now, there's a great deal more in this whole thing. This really, we've got no time for it. And maybe next year we'll have to do part two or even part three. It's a wonderful inyan and we just started getting into it. But the fact is that at the end of the day, we have to try to put things right with our fellow man. And there's such a lot of little machloikises between people that people who used to be good friends and maybe a little thing started it off. And then it got escalated, and now I don't invite you to my bar mitzvah, you don't invite me to your chasna, and we don't talk to each other, and we don't see. No, it gets worse and worse, and it's a terrible thing. You know, we really have to try to put it right. And I remember many years ago, my mother, Olea Sholom, she used to darn socks. I don't know, but some of you probably don't even know what that means. But when my father used to have a hole in his sock, so my mother would take the sock and she would put a little wooden thing in it, the shape of a big egg, and then she would get wool, match it up with the colour of the sock, and go back to it down across and do a nice patch job on it. And nowadays, you know, who darns socks? You know, you go to Master Spencer for half, but you buy half a dozen new socks. It's much cheaper. It's not worth the time. It's not worth the effort. It's all things like that, you know. But even a few years ago, when my telephone wasn't working and I rang up BT, they sent out an engineer, he got out a screwdriver, he opened it up, he checked the wires, he found out where exactly the fault was, he repaired it, and he left me with a working telephone. Now, one day, you know, I had a trouble, and the fellow came around, he looked a real glum. I thought, this fellow, he's going to repair my telephone, he understands my telephones, eh? But he just took the telephone, threw it in the back, you know, got out a new telephone, and gave it to me. It's just cheaper, it's not worth paying the man, you know, to... So, this is how it is today, though we're living in an age of mass-produced cheap goods from China, you know, it's just not worth it. So you can't turn the clock back, we can't change that. But the fact is that it affects our mentality, that we get into a throwaway mentality. Everything now doesn't work anymore, don't try to repair anything, you know, throw it away. And we do this with our relations as well. Our relationships with our friends, with our colleagues, even with the wives, you know, I'm a bit fed up with my wife, I'm sorry, I'm finished, you know, finished, I'm going to, you know, throw away and get myself a new wife, I'm going to be. That's mentality, people don't really try very hard, in certain circles, you know, you see, it's part of the reason for the increased divorce rate, because, you know, listen, I'm fed up, you know, I say I want, you know, there was a man once who was sort of fed up with his wife, and he said, finished, I've had enough, you know, I'm going to be Megadish. And the Rav came to him and said, listen, you know, the Gemara says, Megadish is Ishtar, a filler, and his Beach, he oided a lot of Moors, and even the Mizbeach sheds tears. He said, listen, they're better than Mizbeach than me. So, you know, this is a sort of mentality where we don't try, you know, the Torah wants us, you know, try to repair things. Don't just chuck it away. Sit down and say, well, what's wrong exactly? Why is the other person, we used to be such good friends, and somehow the relation got sour? What exactly, we can't even remember after a few years, you know, what happened, how did it all start off? And I've got to sit down and see, can I repair this, you know, was it your fault, was it my fault, maybe I'm myself to blame, I can't really blame you. There's somebody sent me an email that's flying around, you probably, some of you have seen it, of a young couple, you know, who moved into a new area, and one morning the wife was looking out into the garden, and she sees the neighbor hanging out her washing, and she says to her husband, says, oh, this neighbor's no idea how to do washing, look at her clothes, at 50 dirty she's hanging up. Now every time she sees her, you know, probably she's using the wrong soap, maybe somebody should show her how to do the washing. Now one morning she sees her hanging out the washing, and it's all perfectly clean, the shirts are sparkling white. She says to her husband, oh, look, she's learned how to do the washing. And her husband said, well, actually, I got up very early this morning and I cleaned all our windows. So the fact is, the thing is that, you know, very often in life, you know, we think Yen is at fault, anything. Very often, you know, we are ourselves, you know, at fault. And so we must, in our relationships, you know, don't get into the throwaways and sit down and say, exactly what's gone wrong? Why is this happening? We were such good friends. Maybe we can sit down. Let's start off anew. Let's turn over new leaf. I know I did some things to you. You did things to me. Let's forgive each other and start again and come back to the old days like we used to have. Because this is really what we want from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say it every morning. Hashiveinu Shem Elecha v'Nashuvo, Chadesh Yomein Kekedem. Renew the days like the good days of old. And you love this Ribbono Shel Olam. Renew those old days. Al Tashlichenem Elfonecho. Don't throw us away. Don't be part of the throwaway society. Don't throw us away. Let's renew our relationship. And if we all do that, then everybody would do that, the whole world would be a better place, and we should do our best in this direction. And in Yetzer Shem, I'll say next year we'll do part two, we have to have part three of this, but the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us all gemach asim toiva, and we should all have a solid time.